This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You don't get more iconic a company in this economy than Campbell's Soup. I mean, the can is literally an icon. So much so, in fact, that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross used it on CNBC a couple of months ago to try to dispel the notion that those steel and aluminum tariffs were going to have much of an effect.
In the can of Campbell's Soup, there's about 2.6 pennies worth of steel. So if that goes up by 25%, that's about 0.6 cents on the price of a can of Campbell's Soup. Well, I just bought this can today at a 7-Eleven down here, and the price was $1.99. So who in the world is going to be too bothered by 0.6 cents?
So, about that. Campbell reported quarterly profits this morning, and they were terrible and likely to get worse. To quote the company's chief financial officer, "We expect double-digit increases on steel and aluminum, and all of it's driven by the impact of anticipated tariffs," end of quote. Bad as that was and is for Campbell, it took second billing to the news that CEO Denise Morrison is going to retire, as in today, after 7 years in which she tried to but couldn't turn the company away from canned and packaged toward consumers' fresh food tastes. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports, no matter the company, that is a tough, tough ask.
Here's the thing about processed foods. People still love them, like me and my frozen mac and cheese. David Van Amberg with the American Customer Satisfaction Index says there are consumers out there that continue to give these foods high ratings.
Honestly, we're looking at numbers today that are very, very similar, within a point of the numbers that we were seeing, say, 15, 20 years ago.
But Van Amberg says even with these fans, overall, there are fewer people buying processed foods. A Credit Suisse report found that the top 20 U.S. food and beverage companies lost $18 billion in market share between 2011 and 2017. To combat shrinking sales, these food companies are appealing to our healthier tastes.
They call it cleaning the label.
Darren Seifer is with the consumer research firm NPD Group.
If they're going to use a preservative, that it's a natural preservative, or they just don't use preservatives at all.
Ditching artificial colors and using fewer chemicals is one step, but Michael Halen with Bloomberg Intelligence says in some cases, companies like ConAgra, which makes banquet frozen dinners, must shift their identities. For example, downplaying Salisbury steak in favor of buffalo chicken.
They're just modernizing. They're giving people what they want is really all they're doing.
Halen says some companies are doing a better job of figuring out what more health-conscious consumers want, while others remain tied to the past. And those companies, he says, are paying for it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.